virtually all healthcare providers who are involved with ECG interpretation are aware of AV Wankybach, in which the PR interval progressively lengthens until a beat is dropped. The more formal name for this type of Wankybach conduction is Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block. That said, many clinicians are much less aware of the other signs of Wankybach periodicity. Amazingly, Wankybach described this unique form of conduction more than 120 years ago, in 1899, which was several years before the first ECG machine was invented. Wankybach made this discovery by careful mathematical analysis using radial pulse tracings from a patient who presented with a distinct kind of irregular pulse, and this allowed him to observe a series of relationships that are seen with typical AV Wankybach. These relationships included small groups of heartbeats that recurred, separated by brief pauses for which AV conduction was best at the end of these pauses, with the greatest increase in AV conduction occurring between the first and second beat after the pause, followed by progressive shortening of the radial pulse after the pulse, with the longest pause being less than twice the shortest pulse interval. Let me translate this. Because these observations made by Wankybach over 120 years ago, before the first ECG machine was discovered, are still relevant today, albeit they are all too commonly ignored by a majority of healthcare providers. So, although we diagnose AV Wankybach by recognition of a progressively lengthening PR interval until a beat is dropped, what we see even before we get to measuring PR intervals is group beating. Groups of beats of various lengths, which often appear in a repetitive pattern, say two or three conducted beats and then a pause, realizing that the size of these groups may vary. With typical Wankybach periodicity, the greatest increment, that is, increase in the PR interval, typically occurs between the first and second beat after the pause. R2R intervals for successive beats in any group tend to decrease, and the pause that contains the drop beat is typically less than twice the shortest R2R interval. Finally, at the end of the pause, the PR interval shortens, and then the next cycle begins. I'll emphasize that a perfectly typical pattern of Wankybach periodicity is not always seen, and there are many variations on this typical pattern. But awareness of these relationships that were first described over 120 years ago can facilitate recognition of Wankybach patterns. Fast forward to the present. For the purpose of this brief audio pearl, I will, in a moment, focus on one specific aspect of Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block. But I wanted to first mention the concept of Wankybach periodicity, because rhythms other than Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block may also manifest Wankybach conduction. An awareness of these footprints of Wankybach can alert you to the Wankybach conduction that you may occasionally see with these other rhythms, such as with atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, atrial tachycardia, SA block, and junctional escape rhythms, to name just a few. Even when no P waves are present, as may be the case with an accelerated junctional rhythm, seeing group beating in which R2R intervals progressively decrease and in which the brief pause in the rhythm is less than twice the shortest R2R interval can alert you to Wankybach conduction. Let's get back to today's topic. How does a typical Wankybach cycle end? We know that with a typical, that is, textbook case of Mobitz 1 second-degree AV block, the PR interval progressively lengthens until eventually an on-time P wave is not conducted, such that there is a brief pause that contains this non-conducted P wave until the next on-time P wave is conducted and begins the next cycle of beats with a shorter PR interval than what was seen for the last conducted beat just before the pause. But not all cases of Mobitz 1 read the textbook. By this I mean that there are other ways in which an AV Wankybach cycle can end. For example, we may see progressive increase in the PR interval indicative of AV Wankybach, but before the next on-time P wave has a chance to be blocked, a PAC, premature atrial contraction, may occur. Regardless of whether this PAC is or is not conducted to the ventricles, this PAC will reset the sinus node so that no non-conducted sinus P wave ever occurs. Other ways in which an AV Wankybach cycle may end before an on-time P wave has a chance to be blocked include PVCs that conduct retrograde to the atria and therefore also reset the sinus node, junctional escape beats, and/or echo beats. It's actually quite common to see junctional escape beats occur and end cycles with AV Wankybach, since the normal response of the AV node is to put out a junctional escape beat if a pause of a second and a half or so is seen, as this corresponds to a junctional escape rate of 40 per minute. And finally, there can be an echo beat that on occasion terminates a Wenckebach cycle before the next on-time P wave has a chance to be blocked. An echo beat simply means that while passing through the AV node, if conditions are just right, then the electrical impulse may be able to turn around and be conducted back to the atria, producing an echo or return of the electrical impulse. Echo beats are not common, but you will see them from time to time. And you can recognize them because the echo beat, that is, the retrograde P wave, will be negative in lead 2, and it will almost always follow progressive lengthening of the PR interval because the longer the preceding PR interval is, the greater the time this allows for retrograde conduction to occur. In summary, AV Wenckebach is probably the most common form of conduction block that you will see when there are non-conducted on-time sinus P waves. There are many variations on this theme of AV Wenckebach, and awareness of the footprints of Wenckebach, especially the footprints of group beating and progressive increase in the PR interval within groups of beats, should allow you to recognize this form of second-degree AV block even when Wenckebach cycles do not end in a non-conducted sinus P wave.